Hey, coffee people, Joel here. Hey, several of you have reached out to me over the course of this season and asked if I could do an episode on the Fresh Roast Air Roaster. And so thanks for asking for that question. Thanks for telling me what you want to hear. And that's what this episode's for. So we're going to be talking all things Fresh Roast Air Roaster today. And if you hear that and you're like, what the heck is a fresh roast? I'm so glad you asked, because that's what we're going to be talking about. And so whether you know what that is or whether you don't, I'll be sharing sort of the pros, the cons of this as a way to roast coffee at home. And then we'll go out onto my back porch and I'll roast a batch on my fresh roast machine. And you can kind of hear it in the background and I'll describe what I see. And then we'll go from there. So here's the fresh roast episode. It's about to get roasty in here. Hey guys, if you've been listening to the podcast this season, you know that season 2 of the Craft Your Own Coffee podcast has been supported by Sweet Maria's Home Coffee Roasting. I love these guys. They're amazing. Since 2012, for me, they have been my source for green coffee, for roasting equipment, for information and resources about roasting coffee at home. And I hope you've enjoyed getting to know them through this podcast as well. If you have not yet taken advantage of their generous offer to listeners of this podcast, I have great news. They've extended the 15% off of green coffee purchases through their website for listeners of the podcast until May 1st, 2020. So go to their website, sweetmarias.com, enter your green coffee order. Use the promo code CRAFTCOFFEE, which is all one word, and you'll get 15% off of your green coffee purchase between now and May 1st, 2020. Thank you, Sweet Maria's. Go get yourself some green coffee. All right, everybody, I am out on my back porch, and I'm sitting next to my Fresh Roast SR540, and I promised I'd tell you what that means. And so before I turn on the roaster and get us started here, as you guys know, we've been talking about the popcorn popper as the ultimate way to get started trying roasting coffee at home without being like super financially invested. You can get them for $10, $15, $20. You could even find them at a flea market if you're lucky. And that's, to me, that's the best way to get started because it is cheap and it is easy and you can sort of determine if you like doing it or not before you go invest a little bit more money. But if you find out that you like it, if you've done the popcorn popper route and you're like, ooh, this is pretty fun, and you like the taste, which I bet you do, the next best step for you, in my opinion, is to look at the fresh roast machine. So what is the fresh roast? It's an air roaster. Technically, it's called a fluid bed air roaster, but basically it uses heat to roast coffee to turn green coffee brown, as my friend Byron says, and then it uses a fan, an interior fan, to circulate the beans and allow the beans to sort of tumble and stay in motion, which is really important with coffee roasting. It is about the size of a blender, probably, maybe a little bit smaller. And it comes in several different models. Today I'm talking about the 540 model, but there's an 800 model as well. I'll list out some of the pros and cons of the fresh roast, in general, just from my experience. So it's pretty affordable. You can find a fresh roast machine for under $200. If you want to find one used, I'm sure you could find one for way less than that. It's really simple to use. You plug it in, there's only a couple pieces, really easy to clean as well. You're able to adjust several key variables in roasting. So what you can't do with a popcorn popper is change the fan speed or the temperature. It's just all kind of one setting. With the fresh roast, you can change the fan speed and the temperature a little bit, which is great because that's very helpful in the process of roasting coffee. Also, something I like, it heats up really fast. So with my drum roaster, it takes quite a while to preheat. With the fresh roast, it goes really super fast. You can roast an entire batch from plugging the machine in until like it's done in under 10 minutes, which I like that as well. I also like that it's got this glass chamber, so you can see all of the beans in the roasting process the entire time, which is cool. I like that it has a chaff catcher at the top, so the air kind of pushes the beans up, and then that pushes the chaff up as well as the chaff comes off the coffee beans, and it catches in this top plastic piece, this filter, which is great. In the popcorn popper, chaff kind of flies everywhere. In the fresh roast, it gets caught for the most part, which is great. All right, so some of the downsides or the cons, I guess, to a fresh roast is it's a smaller batch size. So in my machine, I can only roast 125 grams per batch, which is about 4 ounces of coffee. I think if you get the 800 model, that takes you up to 6 ounces of coffee. So at best, you're able to roast about half a pound of coffee at a time. The fresh roast produces a ton of smoke, so you don't want to do this inside. Or if you don't mind your smoke alarm getting set off inside, I guess you could roast inside as well. But I would say go outside to do it. The machine itself is kind of is somewhat fragile. There's a lot of plastic. There's a couple of plastic pieces and a little bit of glass. And if you drop the top filter, the top piece that comes off, it definitely will shatter. And you can take that from me, personal experience as well. And then the circulation of the coffee isn't quite as good as a drum roaster. There's just not enough space. The beans are pretty clustered together. And sometimes the beans sort of get quote unquote stuck, I guess, because the fan speed isn't, the circulation just isn't as good as a drum roaster. Not good or bad, but the problem with bad circulation or less than optimal circulation is that the roast itself might be a little uneven. Like you might have some beans at the end of the roast that are lighter than you'd actually like them to be, just because there's not enough room for the beans to tumble around. So, all right, so I'm going to turn on the roaster now, and then I'm going to tell you a little bit about how I'm set up here before we dump the beans in. So the fresh roast needs to charge a little bit, and like I said, it charges really fast. I like to leave mine running for about 2 minutes prior to actually dumping the beans in. And beside me, I've got a stopwatch to sort of track my time. If you think about what Chris Averitt in a previous episode taught me about, it's really important to mark down the specific markers, especially the yellowing phase, the first crack, and then the final time of your roast. So I'm going to have a stopwatch so that I can sort of mark those things. And I also have my scale and a little can. So I'm going to measure out while the fresh roast is warming up. I'm going to measure out 125 grams of coffee. So one moment. All right, so I've got my 125 grams of green coffee measured out, ready to dump in. And the fresh roast, the top removable top filter on the fresh roast gets really hot when it's charged. So I have a glove here to remove the filter at about 2 minutes when the fresh roast is charged and ready to go so I can dump my beans in. All right, we are at 2 minutes and I'm gonna dump in the beans and start our timer. And the beans are in. Put the filter back on the top and we have started. So like I said, this machine heats up really fast, and the preheat has been helpful because it's charged the glass canister and kind of gotten circulation going so the beans aren't being dumped into a cold canister and then turning on the air. So everything's going to go faster. If you listen to the back porch roasting that I did with my neighbor Robbie a couple weeks ago, every single marker that we're looking for, the yellowing phase, the first crack, is going to happen a lot faster. One, because the machine gets hotter quicker, and two, because there's just less beans. We're only working with 125 grams worth of beans. So already we're 45 seconds in. One of the challenges, like I mentioned with this machine, is that the circulation isn't great. So even right now I'm seeing like some of the beans on the outside are moving really slowly and the beans on the inside are jumping around pretty quick. So it's gonna take a few minutes for that to all even out so they're all tumbling evenly together. It's just one of the downsides of this machine, but it still does a great job. So we're already at 1 minute, 10 seconds into the roast, and I am almost seeing some yellow, if you can believe it already. So we are observing, and I definitely see yellow at this point. So about a minute and a half in, we're already hitting that phase that Chris Averitt taught me about, the Maillard reaction. So it's a chemical reaction that happens in any type of baking process. And I'm seeing that already a minute and a half into this roast, which is kind of crazy. And already, guys, the beans are starting to turn brown. So I'm perceiving some brownage in the beans. Just like that, we're about 2 minutes into the roast and you got a little bit of brown going on, which is pretty cool to see how quickly this is taking place. And honestly, one thing I love about this machine, as I mentioned, is right now I'm looking at every single bean in the roast and they're all changing colors in front of me. That's one of the harder parts in the hot top roaster, is to really see all the beans change at once. You can kind of see through this little glass window what's happening, but here with the fresh roast, you see it all kind of out in the open. And that just adds another dimension of something that's cool to see visually as it's going on. So I skipped ahead a few minutes or a couple seconds. So we're about 3 minutes into the roast and I am seeing light brown. Still have not heard a crack yet. And as soon as we reach first crack, I'll put the microphone close so you can hear. One of the hard parts about this machine, too, is actually the cracking is a little bit harder to hear because you've got this fan that's pretty loud that's going on in the along with the machine. So it's a little harder to hear when first crack is done. But as a reminder, just roasting basics. So you do not want to stop this roast before you hear first crack take place and ideally finish taking place. Anywhere between the end of first crack and through second crack is just up to your taste preference. For me, what I like to do is just like a bag of popcorn, I like to wait until I finish first crack. So like I stop hearing those twigs break or the sound of twigs breaking. And then I look at the color and I kind of just know what color of coffee bean I like. That's really not technical, I know. But I wait for first crack to completely finish. And then I look for the color that I like in the bean, and that's when I know it's done. Especially in the fresh roast, where all I'm really getting is fan speed and basically what temperature the heating element is on. Downside to this machine, obviously, is I don't know exactly what temperature these beans are at right now. I could add a thermometer into it. I know some people do that. I know a couple listeners have shown me some of their graphs of adding a thermometer in. I haven't gotten to that level yet. Especially because I don't use this machine very often, but I don't know what temperature these beans are at, so that is a little bit of a variable. So I'm looking more at the time and the color of the bean to let me know when it's done. So we're at about 4.5 minutes right now into the roast. Let's see if we hear any cracking. Not quite yet. The beans are looking pretty good. They are a nice, I would not say dark brown, I would say like chocolate colored. And I think I hear some cracking here. So again, it's just more of a faint sound. It's kind of hard to perceive the cracking, but it's definitely happening right now. So first crack happened right around 4 minutes and 20 seconds into the roast. And then from my experience, I typically run this for about 2 minutes after I hear first crack. But again, I'm going to just make sure I don't hear any cracks happening. And then I'm going to check the color of the bean to make sure it's the color that I like. And then I'll turn it into the cool down process. So we're at 5 minutes and 20 seconds into the roast. Still hearing some cracks. So we'll give it a little bit of time still to get to sort of that optimal color that we're looking for. After the roast is done, and you can see, guys, that this is going to only take about 6 minutes total from the time I poured the beans in until this batch is done. I'm going to put this machine into a cooling process, so we'll let just kind of cool air blow through the beans, keep them in motion to cool them off, and then I'll dump them into a cookie sheet that I have next to me and let them sort of degas for a little bit. And so we are getting to the point where the cracking is slowing way down. The color looks really good. It's gone from like a milk chocolate to more of like a medium chocolate. I don't know the right term for that, but it is the color that I like. And so I am going to hit cool on here. One thing I didn't share, guys, that I did, I apologize. This is all happening in real time. There's a couple temperature settings on the fresh roast. And when first crack starts, I scale back the temperature from high temp to medium temp. And that's consistent with just good roasting practice in general. As the bean starts to get a little more volatile and the temperatures kind of spike around first crack just because there's so much going on in the bean, you want to scale back the temperature so that you're not racing towards the finish line, but you're easing towards the finish line temperature-wise. So I always scale back to medium when the first crack happens. So the beans are in the cooling process right now. I'm just going to let them sit in the machine for about 30 more seconds. And then we're going to be done, and I'll dump them on the cookie sheet, and that's it. Remember, the machine is really hot right now, so I've got my glove here as well, just so I don't burn my hand as I take the filter off the top and pour the beans out. But that's basically it, guys. The next step is to leave it out on a cookie sheet for a little while. I always like to blow the chaff away because there's a bunch of chaff that's still hanging on some of these beans. But you want to leave it out for a little bit, and then you want to put it in some sort of container that has a one-way CO2 release, like we've talked about before, and give it 3 to 4 days at least before you drink it. So I always try to stay about a week ahead. What I'm roasting right now, I'll be using in about a week. And so that allows, again, the CO2 to get out and for the true rich flavors of the coffee bean that you just spent this time roasting to come through. and then you're going to have an amazing experience in your house. So that is it. I've turned off the machine. I'm going to take the top of the fresh roast off. I'm taking the canister, dump it on cookie sheet. Looks amazing. Can't wait to drink it, grind it, and brew it. Hope you guys enjoyed kind of listening along and helping hearing me describe what I'm seeing. But here's my call to action for you this week. Sometimes I know it's for me, it's hard to just sort of hear someone talk about it and visualize what's actually going on. Sweet Maria's has a tutorial video walkthrough of the same process, and they are the professionals, so they probably covered some things that I totally missed talking through my process. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes. I'd ask you to go look at that this week and view kind of visually what I just talked about over the microphone and see what you think. And Sweet Maria's, I'm not being paid to say this, but this is how much I believe in what they're doing. Sweet Maria's offers a fresh roast starter kit for $210 plus shipping on their website. So that's going to come with the fresh roast SR540, some, I think, 4 pounds of green coffee as well, and just kind of a way to get you started in the fresh roast game. And they are still open and serving the public, especially while we're all sort of in quarantine in our homes and probably drinking a lot more coffee than we used to. So this is actually, for your home roasting game, a great time to, while you're hunkering down, to play around with some of this stuff if you've got the means to do it. So hope you guys enjoyed. I hope this helps you in your roasting journey, and I will look forward to talking with you again next week.